Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Mark Knopfler on lead guitar there. Great guitarist. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with a new friend. CJ Griffin is here. CJ is an employment and labor attorney. She's with the firm Pashman Stein out of Hackensack, New Jersey. CJ, you want to give us a website, please?
Sure, it's www.pashmanstein.com.
All right, just like you think it would be spelled, Pashman Stein, in the E's before the I, .com. And CJ, you told us we're talking, folks, about medical marijuana. 17 states have medical marijuana laws. Where in the previous segment, CJ talked to us about some of the protocols that have to be followed in order to be able for doctors to prescribe it and for you to get it and to be able to keep it on your person and use it for yourself for medical reasons, and a very interesting discussion. CJ, how does someone find out? Believe it or not, there's small business owners out there who might not know that their state is a medical marijuana state. How do they find out which states have that?
Well, you know, in the modern internet age, you can generally just Google and you'll find out if your state has a program.
So there's no particular clearinghouse website that you'd like to send people to that you know of?
No, there's a lot of medical marijuana advocacy organizations. So if you go to one of those sites, they have a lot of information. It's geared not towards business people. It's geared towards patients, but it exists. You know?
I got you.
Or you can always hire, you know, an attorney as well.
So, as you know, CJ, as my audience knows, my goal is to help small business owners stay out of trouble. And I don't have to tell you that anytime you're dealing with something like marijuana, a small business owner could get caught in the crossfire between the privacy of the employee, between the civil rights of the employee, between the legal structure, the law enforcement people in the area. There's all kinds of things. Someone could break into a legally, someone who owns marijuana legally, and break into their locker and steal their stuff, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this could turn into a nightmare for a small business, couldn't it?
Right. Yes. It's definitely an issue that, you know, right now there's just such a small number of people using it that it's not as big of an issue. But as more and more patients start to use it and more states start to legalize it, it can definitely become an issue.
So what should we do? What should a small business owner do? If, let's say that an employee comes to them and says, "Boss, you know, I've been sick. The doctor tells me, you know, I'm real sick. And in fact, one of the things he's prescribed or she has prescribed is medical marijuana, as you know, is legal in our state." And they start telling you about this. How should a small business owner deal with that information?
Well, I think, you know, my advice to employees would be not to tell the business owner, because, you know, the number one thing a business owner can do is not to inquire about such things. If they happen to learn about it, that's different.
Really? But you're telling me that the employee should not tell the employer that they have marijuana on their person or in their car or whatever.
Well, there's some smart rules for employees, like, that apply, you know, for all, you know, for prescription drugs, too, like Xanax or Vicodin or whatever your doctor prescribes you for pain. An employee should not be taking that to work. You know, that's just not good. An employee should not be under the influence of those drugs at work. So, you know, employers can definitely have policies that say you cannot be under the influence.
If I've got a truck driver or a machine operator or somebody who's handling, you know, anything that could be dangerous, or just my customer relationships, I'm not going to want them, you know, zonked out on some drugs. But isn't marijuana a little bit more, contentious or provocative than Vicodin?
I think in terms of society, it's more provocative. In terms of, you know, clinically, I don't know the difference between the impact between the two. I think they both probably impair you to a point where you should not be operating right. machinery or driving trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, you know, society and it being provocative, yes, medical marijuana is.
So you think an employer should have policies. Go ahead.
No, an employer should have policies that, you know, that say you cannot be under the influence of those drugs and do not bring them on the premises.
So this is an important point. Even if it's prescribed medical marijuana, I can tell my employees they can't bring it on their treatment on my site.
That's the way that the courts seem to be looking at it. The thing is that these are all new laws, so it hasn't been litigated a lot.
There you go.
You know, so a lot of this is like we just don't know. But in general, marijuana remains illegal at the federal level. So that's kind of the loophole that employers can use to keep it banned. So lots of employers already don't do drug testing. But some of them do pre-employment drug testing, meaning like you have to, you know, before you can get the job.
Right.
And so they eliminate it that way. And then a lot of employers.
But then someone could say, but I'm on medical marijuana. And could I discriminate against that person because they failed a drug test? God, there's so many questions. I've got so many questions for you, CJ. You're going to have to come back. But let me get one thing cleared up. You say don't ask, don't tell on the marijuana thing.
Well, the thing is, under the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, an employer cannot ask about prescription medication. You can't go to your employee and say, like, hey, are you on, and then name a drug.
CJ, I got to wrap it up. We're out of time. Will you come back another day and help us clear this up some more?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Good job today. CJ Griffin, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.